Proclamation number 8169 of 5th of May, 1962. Recognizing the origin is giving up the resistance. Anyone who recognizes his origin in me is already on the way back to me. He has given up the resistance he felt towards me as the influence of the one who completely rejects me. As long as a person lives on earth without being aware of his origin, as long as he does not think about where he comes from and where he is going, he is still entirely under my adversary's influence, and as long as he does so, it is not possible to give him evidence of the power from which he has emerged. But if he becomes aware of his origin, then this also means that he mentally deals with questions which concern himself and his connection with the power which created him. Then he begins to detach himself from my adversary. He acknowledges me even though he does not yet fully consciously confess me. But then he can also be regarded as saved, for even if he is still attached to the world, he will nevertheless time and again return to those thoughts which are now answered for him on my part, always in such a way that he regards them as thoughts he has gained himself, but which will no longer let him go either. And his life's fate will also contribute towards him becoming thoughtful, towards him looking for a purpose in life and no longer being content to see it in the world and earthly goods. And since I know every person's thoughts, since every individual soul is exceedingly dear to me, no person need fear that he will remain without help in earthly life. For I shape it such that his will can always make the right decision. But I do not force him. But once the human being has found the answer to his mental questions about his origin, he will also strive towards his God and Creator. And then he will also be mentally taught that he himself can and should establish the relationship with this God which I desire, the relationship of a child with its father. And then he will also come ever closer to me, for if he is moved by such thoughts, his nature will also be willing to love. And the activity of love which such a person now also carries out will bring him ever brighter light, ever clearer realization. If only a person always wants to become clear about his origin, if only this thought wants to move him, then he is not lost. For he will no longer drop such a thought, because the light-filled guides also constantly influence him mentally. As soon as he has once expressed that will to receive enlightenment about himself and his outcome, then he desires light, and then a light will also shine for him. But if my adversary succeeds in nipping such thoughts in the bud, then the human being turns to the world with increased readiness. And he only sees his earthly life as an end in itself and seeks to savor it in all directions, and he remains in his control. That is why my vineyard laborers should only ever strive to direct their fellow human beings' thoughts towards their origin. They should speak of the kingdom which is not of this world and encourage people to take a stand on it themselves. A small hint can sometimes already suffice that the human being gives his thoughts a different direction if only the will is good. Thus he is not obviously subject to the adversary. For this reason the beings of light are also grateful to people who help them by making their views known to their fellow human beings in conversations, and then the beings of light can intervene and continue to work for their part. Which, however, always first requires thoughts turned towards the spiritual kingdom, but which they then also mentally answer. And if my word can now be conveyed to those people, I myself can then also work on them. But this always requires your preliminary work first, because people's thoughts cannot necessarily be directed to me, but you humans have access to them, and thus you are active for me and my kingdom as soon as you merely mention the power from which everything emerged, including you humans yourselves. As soon as you humans are aware of your origin, you will also turn to me, and truly, I will no longer let go of anyone who gives me his will, who recognizes himself as my living creation and who now also learns to recognize the Father in me, who gives all love to his living creation and wants to draw it to himself as his child for eternity. Amen.